Hi, I'm Sherry Todd, a former DJ, now podcaster. Every week, I hope to take you on an adventure that informs, inspires, and starts conversations. I want to get honest, and I want to get to the heart of life and love. There's going to be good days, good shows, bad shows. And just like life, we have to figure it out. And I want to figure it out loud. Welcome to Sherry. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's been a while. I think we last talked in November. So what I'd like to do is just kind of update everybody what's been going on. Of course, if you've been following, you know that I've been a caregiver. My mom passed away in August. And since then, a lot happened. Obviously, the funeral happened. And then we decided to move. And because of where we were moving, my sister and I were moving in with my sister and her husband, my other sister, Tammy. So Janelle and I and Maggie, who all have been living in the house, all were moving. Maggie moved out, moved in with a cousin, and then Janelle and I are moving in with my sister, Tammy, and her husband. Because my sister has animals, we weren't able to bring our animals other than Josie, which was mom's dog. And we had to do a little bit of negotiating for that. But it was a promise I made to mom that I would take care of Josie. So we have Josie here, but we had to get rid of Ellie, my dog Ellie, and Bailey. Rehome them. And very hard for me to do. I waited till like the very last minute. It was like a week before we were scheduled to move. And I finally found a home for her, but it was so hard for me. It was when I was leaving Ellie with the lady, I was bawling before I even finished talking with the lady. And to the point where she couldn't understand what I was saying. I was crying so hard. It's a mixture of crying and not crying. You know, you're trying not to cry, but you can't help it. You're crying. And I'm like pointing to the car, like, you know, her bed's in there, you know, and it was on the way home. I just was bawling. And it was like, I kept saying to myself, this is just too much, you know, dealing with everything that we had been dealing with for the last 3 or 4 months. It was so hard. We finally moved in with my sister. It was like towards the end of January. So we've been here since then. So grateful to my sister Tammy and Barry. You know, they said, hey, we want you guys to come live with us. And, you know, we're like, okay, we'll do it. To open up their homes my sister even built a room for me. Janelle took the room upstairs, but they built a room for me downstairs and put in a bathroom. That was pretty damn awesome what they did. So I'm really grateful for them doing that. They live in Yucaipa, which is in Riverside County, which is about 60 miles from where we used to live in Whittier, and a lot smaller. I think Yucaipa has maybe 50,000 people to where I think Whittier has like around 80,000. And it's quiet, no traffic. My sister's like, one day she had to go pick up some medicine, and we were driving. She goes, oh, there's a lot of traffic today. And I'm like, what? This is traffic? It looked like a non-traffic day in Whittier. So obviously she's lived out here. Her and her husband have been living out here for like 30 years. And it's near the mountains, which I love. It's like great mountain views, but it's cold. And so during the winter, this past 3 months that we've been here, it's been so cold. And my sister's used to it now, obviously. I'm not. I'm freezing. I have like a little space heater in my room because they keep the house like at 62 degrees. This is like, my God, I don't even think it's that cold in the refrigerator. You know, it was just so cold for me and I'm not used to it. I mean, I lived in Ohio for 10 years, got used to it. I have to get used to it again, obviously, but I do love it out here. Though the only thing that's irritating is that there's nothing close by. You know, when I lived in Whittier, it was like, oh, I'm going to run up to Target. 5 minutes away. Now it's like, I'm going to run up to Target. It's like 20 minutes away. You have to jump on the freeway, and it's in Redlands, which is the town over. Yucaipa has no big stores like that. They have no Target, Walmart, you know, Kohl's, Home Depot, anything like that. They have nothing like that here. You have to go to another city to get it. They have a lot of fast food restaurants, you know, McDonald's, Jack in the Box, Chick-fil-A, you know, In-N-Out, you know, Chipotle. They have all those. And a lot of mom and pop restaurants, a lot of Mexican, Italian restaurants, a lot of Mexican restaurants. So I'm getting used to it. And moving in with my sister, I mean, everything's been stressful. For me, personally, it's trying to navigate my life again. For 10 years, that was my life, my mom. That was my job. 24/7 was taking care of my mom. Everything I did revolved around my mom. And now that that's gone, it's like I feel lost, honestly. It's like I sit at my sister's, and I'm fortunate to be in a position where I really don't have to go back to work. And so I sit around here and just do little things around the house or whatnot. And, you know, and I feel like I'm waiting to die. You know, I don't know what to do. It's like I feel really lost. Right now I'm just trying to navigate, you know, that dance between my sister and me, you know, because we haven't lived together since we were little kids, you know, and we have to get to know each other. And so I'm trying to navigate that dance. I mean, they have, you know, like anybody else, my sister and her husband have a routine. You know, they've lived here for 30 years. They have their routines that they have. They have this house as their, you know, sanctuary, you know. So I'm trying not to disrupt that. I'm trying to be as respectful as possible. And, you know, so we're trying to, and they're trying to, you know, make me feel comfortable like this is at home. So it's like trying to navigate all that. And it's getting better. Moving here it turned out a lot better than I thought it would. I thought it would be very uncomfortable. In the first few weeks it was. It was just like, I just want to go back home. You know, it was just like getting used to everything. And Josie, though, mom's dog, is just like, she's like the happiest I've ever seen this dog. It's like she's like, woohoo, hopping around, just like running around the backyard. She's just happy. She doesn't bark like she used to. I mean, once in a while she'll bark if, you know, my niece's little girl comes over, and she doesn't like little kids, so she'll bark at that. But other than that, she doesn't bark. She barked at Barry, Tammy's husband, for a while, only because she didn't really know him. She knew everybody else because everybody would come over to mom's, but she didn't know Barry. But she got used to Barry really quick. You know, Barry calls her Lucy. I don't know why. We've told him a million times it's Josie, and he still calls her Lucy, so we just leave it at that. He's like, how's Lucy doing? I'm going, she's doing fine. But I just need to try to find myself, you know, again, and try to find something to do, you know, something to have a purpose for, you know. And it's stressful, but at the same time, I don't feel as stressed as I used to be. So it's getting there. My sister's adjusting really fine. So we're all adjusting really fine. But it's still hard. You know, the grief kind of catches up with me with mom, and I'll just start crying because I just miss her, you know. But what's different, though, when my dad passed away, I was in Ohio when he passed away, so I flew out here, you know, we did everything we had to do, and then I flew back home to my life. Even though I know I felt like underwater for the first few weeks when I got back, I had a life to go back to. This is different. Mom was basically my life, and that was gone. So, and then we moved, and then, you know, getting rid of, you know, Ellie, which I had for 9 years. So it was just so much. And now it's like, okay, now it's a new chapter. How is this going to play out? So I'm getting used to it, and it's a lot easier. And it's, I'm, like I said, I'm staying busy, trying to figure out things that, you know, it's much calmer here. My sister has a very calm house. The Whittier house was not so calm. It was something weird about that house. I never felt calm in that house. But here it's very calm. It's quiet. In fact, I would like, not now, but I think later on, when my sister's more open to it, she's not a big animal person, even though she has two dogs, I would love to be a foster. I would love to foster animals. I mean, the other day I thought, oh, I would just love this backyard to be full of puppies and kittens. I mean, I would just be so happy. So down the road, try to do something like that. But right now I'm trying to find my place, trying to move on, try to stay positive. try to get healthy again because, honestly, I let my health go a lot taking care of mom. It's amazing what stress does to you. So something I came up with that I would like to do for the month of May. So month of May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And since 1949, Mental Health Awareness Month helps address challenges that are faced by lots of people, including myself. So every day in the month of May, Sherapy is going to take little moments that we all can take to for ourselves, for our well-being. So every day from the 1st through the 30th, and take the 30-day challenge. So it's every day it's going to be a little something that you can do for yourself. And hopefully it will improve your mental health, and hopefully you'll incorporate that into your everyday life. So tune in starting May 1st for Mental Health Awareness, a 30-day challenge on improving your mental health. I'm actually looking forward to it. And it's going to just be simple, easy things. It's not going to be like, you know, go out and, you know, build a house or something. It's going to be something just easy that you can do right that minute. Get your coffee, turn on Sherapy. So I want to thank you for listening. If you've gotten this far, please click the like button, the share button. So if you listened to it this far, I so appreciate you. Thank you. Remember, the month of May is Mental Health Awareness Month. 30-day challenge on Sherapy, the 1st through the 30th. Don't forget to tune in. Have a great weekend. Have a great week, and I'll see you later.